At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Resistance, the weekly radio podcast where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, entering its 27th year, founded hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also founded hempfest.org. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Trey Reckling from the Academy of Cannabis Science, who will be right with me. In my intro, I just joked about this show giving listeners a PhD in THC, but in reality, there's a growing number of universities and schools being established that pretty much do just that. Perhaps the first serious incarnation of the Cannabis College might have been Oaksterdam University, located in Oakland, California, and founded in November of 2007 by the bold medical cannabis activist Richard Lee. Oaksterdam University offers a training curriculum for the cannabis industry, which at the time of its inception was limited exclusively to medical cannabis. But on April 2nd of 2012, Oaksterdam U was raided by the IRS with support from the DEA and the U.S. Marshals Service, seizing the university's assets, including plants, records, computers, and bank accounts. At that time, Oaksterdam faculty included California cannabis luminaries, including Dale Jones, Ed Rosenthal, and Chris Conrad, and it has greatly expanded and survived those government attacks. Oaksterdam University has since graduated more than 25,000 students. But as we all know, the world of cannabis has exploded in the decade since Oaksterdam opened its doors. Today, many reforms have taken hold. While medical cannabis patients have largely been kicked under the cannabis by the commoditization model of legalization that has ensued, that's for another show. But even that could change with better education and awareness, because there is now a burgeoning recreational adult use industry operating in multiple U.S. states that's already generating billions of dollars in sales and tax revenue. There are a lot of folks who spent their lives paying little attention to cannabis who are finding themselves thirsty for knowledge. Many institutions are scrambling to serve this new educational need after almost a century of disinformation and government-sanctioned propaganda. In fact, cannabis prohibition may just be the longest-running and most well-funded government propaganda campaign the United States has ever been involved in. Thankfully, there are efforts to counter the lies and distortions, efforts that address a myriad of complicated issues and aspects of cannabis cultivation, marketing, medicine, law, economics, and more. One reputable cannabis academy has sprouted right here in my hometown of Seattle, and I'm fortunate to have the man responsible for it with me today. Trey Reckling is the founder of the Academy of Cannabis Science, which is partnered with the Cannabis Institute at Seattle Central College to provide professional cannabis education and training for the industry. He has helped train medical marijuana consultants in Washington State and other industry professionals from throughout the U.S. and Canada. Trey's cannabis education articles have been published in Men's Health Magazine, Salon.com, The Fresh Toast, Stoner Magazine, Canna Health Magazine, and others. Trey has been working in higher education for the last 20 years, where he specializes in staff training, student development, conflict resolution, and crisis management. He served on the board of directors for the Washington Marijuana Association and serves on the education committee for the Cannabis Alliance, and he's with me right now. Welcome, Trey, to Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio.
Thanks, Vivian. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure, man. Let's start off with you telling us a little bit about the Academy of Cannabis Science. What is it? Where is it? And what do you do there?
Absolutely. Yeah. A few years back, we realized there was a great need. You know, as things were getting rolling out here in Washington, and you know, people joke about flying the plane as you build it. That, you know, one of the things that really, unfortunately, was not being addressed was education, or at least what we thought should be a professional level of education. And so we started teaching some classes. We started teaching an introductory course over at University of Washington, but more as a welcome guest to the university than anything really official. And it was going really well, had good uptake. And then we started talking to the folks at Seattle Central College, and they, you know, they have a reputation for being very progressive. And we were also right at that point in the state where the Patient Protection Act, or so-called Patient Protection Act, was put into effect, that was going to give us guidelines for bringing the medical community and those products into retail. So the we wanted to be the first program approved by the Department of Health to prepare those consultants, what we call here in Washington medical marijuana consultants. And so we partnered together. We worked for a long time on that, and then we were lucky enough to be the first approved by the Department of Health. And so the course was really popular, and we were really fortunate for that. It ended up being one of the most popular courses, new courses, that was taught through continuing education at the college. And we were really fortunate. We have fantastic partners who are faculty, like Jake Felice, who's a naturopath that works here and in California, Nicole Lee of Lee Law Firm, Miles Johnard, who advises people in their grows throughout the state, and himself was educated at Ohio State in agronomy. And then Beatrice Carlini, or Bea Carlini, who's a senior researcher at UW, and also the daughter of world-famous cannabinoid science researcher himself in Brazil. So we're really fortunate to have a fantastic crowd of a faculty that we work with, and then Seattle Central has been really brave and really supported this idea. And because the initial class was so popular, they said, you know, what can we offer now? And so now we offer 8 additional CEU courses, so people can come and get continuing education. And the good thing is it's all online, so we've ended up not just having students from Washington, but like you said, students from throughout the U.S. and Canada. So we've been just overjoyed by our initial success.
Someone might ask, why is education important for everyone in this industry?
Boy, it's important at every level. You know, since, you know, as you note, Prohibition was a huge machine, and it kept information from us. It decided what research, you know, the government decided what research could be done. And unfortunately, you know, most of the research that was being approved was about potential harms and addiction issues. So we've got so much catching up to do, as we talk to students about. And so what we do is make sure that everything that our coursework is built upon is verified research. So just the facts. We always want to acknowledge and recognize the value of the folklore in our community, you know, because that's been rich. And, you know, whether it's where did the strain come from, or how have people used cannabis over the years, we recognize the folk myth and tradition that comes with that, but also want people to recognize that we have an obligation to speak from a scientific perspective, you know, to only speak in truths when we know them, and to admit when we don't. And so we certainly don't pretend to know everything, but we try to keep our ear close to the ground and up to date on continuing research as it comes out. And like I said, we've got a fantastic faculty that keeps us on the spot there. But an educated workforce is just essential. You know, that makes our customers smarter, It makes sure that our consumers are wise in their product selection, that they might, you know, try other varieties or different methods of ingestion that they might not have considered before. And then as our consumers, we believe as our consumers get smarter, then they challenge us all. So, you know, customers are not just coming into a retail shop and asking for high THC. You know, they've got more than a one-trick pony. They know to come in and ask about ratios. They know to come in and ask about terpenes, to ask about how was this product grown? What's not in it? You know, who's not using pesticides? And all those questions that we think are real important. And so we think if we can build up the knowledge base for the employees, that they naturally become educators in the field. And then that the goodness of good, reliable information wins out.
I imagine that you're not getting a lot of support from the federal government. How are these educational courses funded?
Well, that's a great question. Because of scheduling, because of federal scheduling, we are not offering this through a degree-seeking program, and I think you'll find that's consistent, you know, throughout the U.S. right now. Anything, typically colleges all depend on federal financial aid in a huge way. So that's the reason that we offer this through continuing education. It gives us a lot more flexibility. Continuing education is not covered by federal funding. And it also keeps our prices low. It allows us to teach college-level classes that only cost between $20 and $25 per credit hour. So we like to say it's one of the most affordable classes you'll take and should be one of the most fun college classes you'll ever take as well.
We got about a little under 2 minutes for the first break, but if somebody wanted to break into – speaking of breaking, somebody wanted to break into the cannabis industry, where would they start?
Boy, we would love to be their first start. You know, we think individual research is fantastic, but if somebody can certify what you know, then that can make all the difference in you being in the short pile of resumes that's getting looked at again, or staying in the big stack. And so what we'd like to do is help people not only to know what they know, but to certify their knowledge. You know, some people have a fantastic amount of experience, but unfortunately a lot of their experience can't go on a resume, or it happened in days when this wasn't legal. So people want to be careful, but they also want to be able to prove that they know what they know. So I think we can help people out on both ends of the spectrum there.
And of course, you guys have already done the research and consolidated and organized it yourselves. And of course, I think you're referring to a lot of folks who are coming from the black market, and it's a different world. And recreational adult use white market is really much more complex. Am I right?
Yeah, there are just so many other things to consider. I mean, for one, you know, you've got a license on the line and jobs on the line. And, you know, although people might not be looking over their shoulder for local authorities as much, we still got to keep it in the line. So that means having a smart, educated workforce that's kind of ready to deal with anything. And fortunately for us, there are a lot of smart, sharp people going into the industry. And, you know, we find that we get not just people interested in retail, but we get people who are healthcare providers, people who are massage therapists, who are graphic designers, veterinarians, you name it, who just want to be either involved directly or indirectly in this industry as it's kind of taken hold.
I'm speaking to Trey Reckling, the founder of the Academy of Cannabis Science. We're going to take our first pause with the cause because there's flaws and laws as we do on this show. Come right back after a word from our sponsors.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th through the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Be one of the first to register today at USCCExpo.com. That's USCCExpo.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Hemperer of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back with Trey Reckling. So, Trey, what's the reception been like from college administrators? Was the idea of cannabis classes a hard sell, or were they already open to the concept?
You know, we've been really lucky, Vivian. It may be because the partners that we've chosen to approach were already kind of halfway there. But we've been really fortunate to, we have reached out to some colleges and they're just not ready. But when it came to Seattle Central College, they lived up to their progressive reputation. And they said, look, you know, we're already training people to be professionals and to brew spirits. You know, we have a whole course in teaching people how to distill spirits. And so they said, this is a legitimate industry and why not? And so I didn't believe that they were as enthusiastic as quickly as they were, but we recognized them for their reputation, and I think they've recognized us for being serious and bringing a good valid perspective on this. So it's been fantastic. So we work with them, and then recently we just finished a 6-week stint with the Muckleshoot Tribal College. And so that was the first community that I'm aware of in the state that said, look, you know, we're going to have a retail store. We need to educate our community before it comes in. Let's teach them about cannabis. And, you know, whether they know very little or they know a lot, let's bring the school in and let's talk to our community. So that was a fantastic 6-week run with, you know, standing room only down at Muckleshoot Tribal College. And then, in the fall, we're really excited to announce that we'll be teaching cannabis courses at UNLV, at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And so we're really excited to move into that market and to be partnered with such, you know, a institution with such a reputation and open up the Mountain West division a little bit to cannabis education.
Back when you were getting your education, do you ever think you'd be doing something like this?
No, we would laugh about that at Muckleshoot just recently. We said, you know, could you ever imagine we'd have this many people in the room talking about cannabis and nobody's in trouble, you know? And it was fantastic to see. We had teenagers through, you know, there were some seniors from the community in their 80s in the room. And it was all smiles and, you know, when people didn't know stuff, it's just, as you know, cannabis is one of the most diverse communities you can belong to. You know, it supersedes race and religion and economic status. Everybody loves it. And then, of course, cannabis doesn't discriminate. It'll help you, you know, whether you believe in it or not. So we're really blessed to see, you know, the student body reflect that, and the people who come to our educational sessions really reflect that. I know in the media, whenever you see cannabis consumers, it's kind of one view. And so, you know, but when you look at our classes, it really dispels that myth that this is a homogeneous population. It's everybody. So that's been really exciting to see.
You know, in the early days of Seattle Hemp Fest, it was really frustrating to us because over and over the newspaper, if there was a photo and a story about us, they would find a picture of literally the most freaky looking person they could find, as many tie-dyes as possible, right, wearing as many pot lays as they can, and usually like with an iguana. I don't know why, but it was always this person with an iguana, like several times in a row.
Right.
And you know, I mean, I probably looked more like those people than not. But it was always frustrating, the stereotypes, these memes that they would just zero in on. And then, of course, as we all know, the double entendre pot joke headline, another kind of form of subtle marginalization, you know. But things have really changed. You know, as I mentioned in my intro, there was a lot of educational courses about cannabis popping up. I read that you're currently developing a pets and cannabis course in collaboration with a veterinarian and a cannabis pet company. What other kind of courses do you have that makes your college unique? What makes your college unique?
Yeah, well, just what you mentioned, it's a collaboration with Dr. Tim Hsu out of California. He has an excellent product called Vet CBD that we just really believe in. It's a whole plant, low THC product that, you know, guarantees your animal won't get high, but at the same time can benefit from the full spectrum of what the plant has to offer. And so, so he's developing a class that's just aimed to pet owners. And then we also, separate from that, we look to collaborate. We're working with another veterinarian on continuing medical units for professionals in the veterinary field. We're also working with a consultancy agency right now who specializes in connecting patients with doctors and figuring out doses for patients. So we're working with them to develop some additional continuing medical education, because as you know, a lot of physicians just and specialists just never had the opportunity to get exposed to this in med school. So it's easy to point, you know, some people want to blame the doctors. They don't know, but you know, if you didn't have the exposure, you're not going to have it unless you go looking for it. So we know there are a lot of physicians and healthcare professionals looking for that sort of thing. So we want to meet them in their domain with, you know, a high level of academic delivery, and that's what we try to do on everything. And I think that's what makes us stand apart, is that we treat this, you know, with as much rigor and attention to research as you will for any high quality college class, and we think it deserves every bit of that. Like I said, we try to keep it cheap, and you know, and by working with these partners, we know that when people get a certificate from our programs, that those programs, you know, the name on that certificate will be valid tomorrow. That institution is not going to go anywhere. And as the industry is new, you know, with some other startup companies, you just might not be able to be assured of that. You know, because there's a lot of volatility in any new market. So what we're trying to do is just be something stable, be something that's recognizable, but just about cannabis. You know, people are familiar with education and this sort of delivery, but also combined with, you know, our Academy of Cannabis Science is still a small family-owned operation. So we're not killing it and driving sports cars and all the rest that you might see in some of these magazines or on the news, but, you know, all the money's going back into course development because we just think it's that important. And we're really lucky. You know, we feel really fortunate to be in the position we're in to be able to teach, you know. I thought, like a lot of people, when I wanted to go into this industry, I'd have to reinvent myself, you know. And some people think, well, I have to be a grower in order to work in cannabis, or I have to work behind the counter in a retail store. And this is not true. You know, we need people from all segments of this population. We need engineers and graphic designers and healthcare workers and other educators, and we need everything. it's brand new. And I don't think, you know, our country hasn't seen a new industry like this for, I don't know how long. You know, .com is familiar, or was kind of a familiar template for this sort of thing, but still it's different. So, so we're just, like I said, we're very pleased to be where we are and working with the quality people that we're getting to.
Nice. We got another break coming up, but briefly, there's a lot of conflicting information from supposed reputable sources these days. How do you select and qualify the info that you teach to your students?
Sure. Yeah, we, like I said, we recognize folklore, but we address it as such. So if it's, so we'll recognize some of those stories that have carried us through Prohibition that are part of our history that we're proud of. But when we're teaching people facts, we reference everything. Things are heavily annotated, so folks can always do the deeper dive. So although a course might be designed to be able to be finished in 4 or 5 hours, for those students who really want to get nerdy, we provide enough deep dive information into additional research that could easily, you know, double the length of time if they wanted to. And so we think, like I said, we're trying to deliver for folks on all levels. We've had some people who've never taken a college class, and that's great. And then other people who've gotten advanced degrees. So, you know, we need to kind of bridge that gap. And so so that's one way we find we can do that.
And, you know, I believe that Toklore is very important. I agree. Trey Reckling's my guest. I'm going to take another break, roach it for a second, hear a word from our sponsor, advertise, come back with our final questions.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And I'm back with Trey Reckling. Trey, are you planning to branch out to other cities with the college, and how can folks find out more and follow your pursuits?
We certainly are. We'd encourage folks to follow us on social media, of course, on Facebook and on Instagram. Our website is academyofcannabisscience.com. We'd encourage you to check us out there. And because, like I said, everything's e-learning, it doesn't matter where you live. As long as you've got an internet connection, you could be a student. We're also, you know, seeking affiliate partners. And so in addition to reaching out to other colleges and universities, we're trying to reach out to nonprofits and others who believe in what we do so that when they refer students our way, their group can get a cut of that. You know, so whether it's Normal or some other nonprofit entity, we believe if they believe in us enough to stand up for us and suggest somebody looking to take in a class with us, that they should benefit. And so that's also something we're exploring with some groups. And so if anybody hears this and they're looking for a kind of secondary line of income that could help their organization, we'd love to talk to you. And I just wanted to say, Vivian, thanks for having us on today. We, like I said, we're really fortunate to be able to serve patients and serve this role in education, but thank you. You're one of those people that if it weren't for you, if it weren't for HempFest, and you know, you guys predated us by 20 years. And if you had not laid that kind of foundation, this conversation couldn't have happened at Seattle Central. I'm confident of that. But you've changed the tone in this community and in a much wider community. And so, you know, we always want to recognize those people that came before us because we are, you know, truly standing on the shoulders of giants, and you're one of those. So thank you for that, and we really appreciate you guys for everything you do.
Well, thank you, Trey, for that. You know, Trey, who I call a friend, and thanks for being on the show, man. Best luck with all of your endeavors, brother.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
All right, Hempy Trails. Now I want to get to a weekly feature of HempPresent on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is, and I quote, U.S. jails hold around 2.4 million people, about 25% of the world's prisoners. Blacks and Hispanics are significantly more likely than whites to be arrested for possession and sale of marijuana and to receive a conviction and criminal record, even though the majority of marijuana users are non-Hispanic whites. Almost 40% of prisoners are black. More than half the people entering the prison live below the poverty line. Our entire society pays the price for an unfair, broken system, and that is Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Who would have thought? That concludes this installment of HempPresent on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special hemposapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy, and please don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com so I know you're listening. The HempPresent theme song, Take Back the Plant, is performed by Stickerbush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out.
Freedom fighter, we must unite. Fight the power, the time is right. 'Cause we are the children of the Earth Supreme. Pursue our right to the hippie dream. We got to free the weed. Take back the plant.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.